This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. French President Emmanuel Macron on Monday was talking with both U.S. President Donald Trump and Iranian President Hassan Rouhani, hoping to ease rising tensions between Washington and Tehran. The story from VOA's White House bureau chief Steve Herman at the United Nations.
Trump appears to be rebuffing Macron's efforts with Iran.
We're not looking for any mediators. They know who to call.
In a joint statement, Britain, France, and Germany are holding Iran responsible for recent attacks on Saudi oil installations, which has prompted concerns about the possibility of war between the West and the Islamic Republic. Trump says he'll be talking about Iran's aggression in his address Tuesday to the UN General Assembly. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the United Nations.
Also Monday, Swedish teen activist Greta Thunberg scolded world leaders at the United Nations summit calling for climate action.
You are failing us. But the young people are starting to understand your betrayal. The eyes of all future generations are upon you. And if you choose to fail us, I say we will never forgive you.
She said the science has been clear for 30 years, and they are still not doing enough. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres admitted his generation has failed in its responsibility to protect our planet. He called for the phasing out of fossil fuels and an end to construction of new coal power plants.
Is it common sense to build ever more coal plants that are choking our future? Is it common sense to reward pollution that kills millions with dirty air and makes it dangerous for people in cities around the world to sometimes even venture out of their homes?
He said it's time to end subsidies to the fossil fuel industry and shift taxes from salaries to carbon. This is VOA News. An American soldier is facing charges for allegedly